Hello and welcome to Guaranteed Irish Stories with me, your host, Breed O'Connell. On this show, we speak to trailblazers from the Guaranteed Irish business community about how their businesses stay competitive in a global marketplace and about how they contribute to the local community and support Irish jobs. They tell us their story and they have some stories to tell.
That was massive. Like, that was a pinch me moment for us for sure.
Our guest today is Lauren O'Reilly, co-founder and COO of ProMotion Rewards. And she's here to tell us the story about how she co-founded the company with a former colleague and classmate in 2021. Through the innovative Promotion Rewards app, consumers can earn points and redeem rewards by scanning their shopping receipts. Very interesting. Guaranteed Irish is a network of more than 2,000 homegrown and international businesses, and this year we are proudly celebrating our 50th anniversary. This podcast is supported by FBD Insurance, which is Ireland's largest homegrown insurer. FBD also carries the Guaranteed Irish national symbol of trust for business in Ireland. You are very welcome, Lauren, to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Breed.
Delighted to have you. But I'm going to go back before we start talking about Promotion Rewards, which I really like and I think it's really cutting edge and exciting for people to listen to. Tell us about your own background, because you didn't come from the world of business.
I didn't come from the world of business, no. I'm from healthcare. So I studied pharmacy in Trinity. I always had an interest in business the whole time, and I think the two go hand in hand in a way, because we often see pharmacists in business as they have, you know, retail pharmacy and even in the industry as well. I think they definitely go hand in hand, but no, definitely a non-traditional background, and particularly in the field we're in now, it's definitely not the most straightforward route. But
okay, so it's a tech business you're really in.
Yes.
And it's really this app, Promotion Rewards. And in fact, Guaranteed Irish is a big supporter of Promotion Rewards. In a one or two sentence elevator pitch, tell the listeners what Promotion Rewards means and does.
For the shopper, Promotion Rewards basically rewards your shopping wherever you go. We wanted to be a platform that would be agnostic as to where you chose to shop and would reward you for your loyalty to your favorite brands and help you decide what to buy and where to shop. Basically, by uploading your shopping receipts, we can understand what it is that you love to buy and help you get rewards for those products and for those brands. So it just made sense for us to empower the consumer, the shopper, to have their vote, if you like, by giving us the information as to what they like. We can then deliver value and offers and rewards from the brands that they could truly get value from and enjoy using. So you've taken a picture of your receipt within the app and you get points straight away, regardless of where you've shopped and what you've bought. And then if you've engaged with any of our partner brands that you see on the platform, like we're working with Unilever brands like Persil, and we can get into it later, Breed, but we worked with the fabulous Guaranteed Irish member brands too. Mm-hmm. So people were getting rewards for buying those particular brands as well. People are also getting rewarded for answering quick and easy surveys about the shopping that they do and why they do it. So for the consumer, it's really quick, really easy to just keep getting your rewards.
You're scanning your receipts and the consumer is getting rewards for buying particular brands.
Exactly.
They go back in. We now know the Intel is telling us they like a particular brand.
Yes.
You go and you get your points on the app. Mm-hmm. And then from that, you get extra points the next time you go to buy that. But you're also gathering Intel for the retailer.
Yes.
So what are you doing with that information?
So we use that information to deliver the rewards. So we can tell a brand, say a Brennan's Bread, how many people are buying their new wholemeal spelt type of bread, for example.
Perfect.
And target those consumers, or buying buying within that specific category. Or say there's a vegan brand, we can tell them, you know, we have this cohort of consumers who would potentially be interested in a vegan product, and deliver that offer to them based on their purchase behavior.
So a focus targeting, segmenting.
Yes.
You can get a spike in sales on a new product.
Exactly.
Or in an existing product.
Yes, a new product, an existing product, and you only are paying for rewards that are delivered to the consumer. So we're only winning when our brands are winning, because people are claiming rewards for their products.
Okay, yeah. And there's a third piece to this, because there's a lot of consumer research being gathered there.
Yes, lots.
So how are you managing that, and where do you use that to create an added value in your own business model?
Yeah, so we help brands, like we're working with Clarins, for example, where we help them to understand what their landscape is like at the moment. So it's almost like the equivalent of standing at the beauty counter or at the grocery till and saying, why did you buy that? And what was it that made you interested in buying that product and not this product? Or, you know, what would you like to see more of in the beauty category or in the bread category, or you know, basically just almost being with the consumer as they shop.
Fantastic resource in terms of research. Yeah. So there's three prongs to your business already.
Yeah.
And as a new business, you're probably going to find more. So the big question is, what made you want to get into business and move away from the pharmaceutical or pharmacy space in particular?
Well, my dad is a business owner. And so I grew up in a very entrepreneurial household, I suppose. My granddad before him set up the family business, which is in the pneumatics and industrial equipment kind of space. But basically, I suppose my granddad started a business from nothing, and that always inspired me.
Of course.
He's a real hustler. You know, he would...
I see a little bit in the gene pool there. Oh, right, now, Laura. Yeah. Interesting. DNA just can't be fought against, can it?
You know.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about that. So that obviously kept you interested, broadly interested.
Definitely. Like I would spend my summers in the office, you know, kind of that was the time when everyone was on holiday. So I try and help out in the areas where whoever was off would that they'd need a bit of help there. So it helped me to understand basically, you know, the whole process from, say, the order to the purchasing to the, you know, to the invoicing and see how everyone's role within the company connected to each other. And
Brilliant. And
I also saw my dad, of course, leading and creating a really nice culture within a workplace. I thought that was magic, that, you know, people actually liked being there and you know, and fostering that. I always wanted to create something like that myself.
You and your business partner came to me and talked to me about it, and you really wanted a group of brands you could test on.
Yeah.
Irish brands, and of course Guaranteed Irish was well spotted, and you made your move and you did very well in terms of acquiring, I suppose, us as a group where you could get a test run, and it's been really good. So talk to me about the value of doing this for the smaller Irish brand. Let's pick one of our big Irish brands, Glenisk or Flavins or Friends Bread, you mentioned.
The entire month of March, they were on our platform. Our homepage alone got over 1 million views during the month.
Brilliant.
So that's how many times people are engaging with the app.
I want to just stop on that. Are people really looking for that level of value that they'll engage that much on the app? Because it feels very, it's like a master plan, much more advanced of the coupon rush that used to be in the States many moons ago. But it is very well thought out. Is there that level of desire for that?
Well, I think the key that we got, like, people visit our app on average 5 times a week. And that's amazing for us. And that's what we always wanted. And I think the reason that they do that is because we reward every single shopping receipt. So it's not only when you purchase a partner brand, which means that what we see people realizing now is that whenever they actually see a shopping receipt, they think of promotion rewards.
So you're now in business how long, Lauren?
We're in business since 2021 is when we graduated college and could go full time. We had been kind of ideating on it since about 2020, which was when we started the Trinity Launchbox program.
And that was your first help, if you like.
That was our first help, and it helped massively.
Now tell us a little bit about that.
So I had always seen these posters in college, and it said, you know, fancy yourself as an entrepreneur or like something like that, you know, want to start your own business. And I always kind of thought it applied to only like the business people or maybe people who are doing computer science. I know.
For you, Lauren O'Reilly.
I know. So as you said, non-traditional background, but that's how we found our way in. We were like, well, let's just go for it.
So what is that process? Talk to us about that.
Yeah, so that was 2020. We applied, you basically pitch in a final to get a spot on this summer accelerator program.
So you have to give up your summer. So you're serious.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, okay. You're serious about it. They give you €10,000 in funding to, you know, develop, say, your minimal viable product. People use it for different things that they needed to develop. So for us, it was to develop a very basic minimal viable product. Now, we had a completely different idea back then. So, but it allowed us to go through the process of market research through to customer testing, and spend our summer really figuring out what it's like to start a business, speak to investors, all of that. So, yeah.
And did it allow you at that early stage to speak to investors?
They did, yeah.
That's brilliant.
And do you know what? It was kind of non-threatening because we were so early that we weren't even close to pitching for it. So they were very candid with us because, you know, we didn't have the begging bowl out, you know.
Yeah, so. So Lauren, you saved that for me. So the next piece then, Lauren, is you went, what's the next step in your process then? From Trinity pitch to where?
Trinity pitch, then... Then it was into 2021. We were finishing our pharmacy degree, but at the same time, still developing the product.
We were in the thick of COVID.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we actually raised an angel investment round then, come May 2021.
And how did you go about doing that? Who guided you through that?
Well, Dogpatch Labs were very helpful in the sense that we were present in their community. And people talk about a friend's family funding round. Ours wasn't friends and family. Ours was with investors who were in our space, so in the media industries and advertising, and that was really helpful. And the reason that we got connected with them was through the Dogpatch Labs network. So
you moved from Trinity over to Dogpatch Labs, and did you take a presence there, or were you just getting mentoring or what?
Where we could take a presence during the pandemic, we were 100% there. Yeah. Anytime that restrictions allowed, we were there till all hours, I would say.
Great. So then within Dogpatch Labs, they set you up for the investor. The investor came along. And what was the advice the investor gave you at that early stage?
The investor, I suppose because we had so little, you know, to show, we had really well thought out and researched our business
concept.
Proposition.
Mm.
Yeah, exactly, our concept. And but we hadn't got any product, obviously. We had no money yet to develop it. So they liked us as a team and believed in what we could develop. We had already had conversations with the likes of Unilever. We had a letter of intent that they would like to work with us if we developed what we had pitched. So those key points and also those investors felt like they could add value to what we were developing through their industry knowledge, their network and so forth. So that together we could create what we wanted to create.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there came a point in Promotion Rewards where you realized this is going to work.
Yeah.
When was that point?
When we got the interest from Unilever, that was massive. Like, that was a pinch me moment for us, for sure. Their marketing director was extremely supportive. Paul Kelly, his name is, he has been a supporter of ours since the start. And then our first campaign that went live on the platform was with Persil.
What a brand.
And then I suppose when we raised our first round of investment, that was another validation point. These venture capital investors and other and Enterprise Ireland, they getting, you know, the support from them that they saw what we saw, you know, that was a real turning point. And that was when the trajectory started to go up for us, for sure.
Okay, so in terms of the point up to that, Lauren, so they're all nice success pillar points. You're still making no money. You're just getting validation points here.
Absolutely.
Where at that stage would you have considered the most difficult so far? Because it's still a very young business.
Yeah, I think fundraising was very difficult. The landscape started to turn, I suppose, in 2021 economically, and in terms of funding, and the narrative was different as the year went on, from the start of the year right through to when we closed our round in November 2021. The investment landscape started to, I suppose, close off a little bit. But we had a small amount of angel investment that was running out as we were developing our product. We weren't taking a salary. We were working weekends, locum shifts as pharmacists, but full time during the week, having meetings with investors and so forth. So that took a toll mentally, physically, emotionally. But And just wondering, would the money we had last until we got the investment in the
bank?
So
where is the turning point there? Like, it's very easy to leave go and give up. You're very young.
Yeah.
Make a lot of money at the pharmacist. Mm-hmm. Where was the turning point where you said, this is actually going to work, I'm going to hang in there?
We knew that it was going to work because we had term sheets from early in the year, say in 2021. We had the buy-in. It's just the whole process takes, and everyone will say this that I've spoken to about investment, takes so much longer than you expected, to legals and all the rest of it. So we knew that we would get the investment, but just, would we run out of money in the meantime? Would we have to pause operations in the meantime? Actually, we got a really good support from the local enterprise office, which came through at the perfect time. For our feasibility study. So that the likes of that kept us floating in terms of moving forward in the meantime. So I don't know. I had a huge amount of certainty that everything was going to go swimmingly, but had faith that it would.
And do you have that confidence now?
I do have more confidence now. Yes, definitely. We have so much traction now. We hadn't used any users then at that point. No one was using our app. It was very much a minimal viable product. Now we have, 50,000 people using our app. So we really do have confidence.
In terms of people misunderstanding the business, what's the question you're asked the most that makes you think these guys don't get it?
Yeah, well, from the user side, from the people who actually use our app, in the beginning when we started promoting it, we got comments online saying, is this a scam? You know, as in, because we're we give you free gift cards, for scamming. Yeah. It almost seemed too good to be true. Yeah. Thankfully, that's not an issue anymore. I think because we've had, lots of influencers and so forth talking about it, we have that credibility built up. But yeah, that was one thing from the shopper side was like, is this real? Is this okay? So yeah, it is real for anyone wondering.
It certainly is. And in terms then of going forward, you mentioned influencers there. Mm. How important are they in the business, and particularly in your age profile of a business and your own age profile? How important have influencers been in getting your product to market and getting people talking about it?
Influencers are amazing. When you find the right influencer for your brand, and particularly we focus on micro influencers, so with smaller followings, even from, we've worked with people with say 3,000 followers to to 100,000 followers, and the most important thing with us is that they have an alignment with the brand, a genuine interest in, say some people would be in the space of helping people to save money, and they might be a parent, for example, and they've represented our brand really well, so that communicates to a certain audience. Whereas then we also have, say, people who are in the student space who can say, listen guys, I'm saving money here on my shopping by using this app, and it just adds a different voice on it than us talking about it all the time.
Of course, I agree with that. Yeah. I agree with that. When there's another layer talking about it.
Exactly.
What's next?
What's next? Well, we have some very exciting new brands coming on board, and that we'll be able to announce hopefully in the next month.
Okay, great.
So
homegrown or international, or both?
Both.
Great.
Yeah,
super.
Both. Mm-hmm. And we also look to expand then to the UK, hopefully by 2025, the end of this year into 2025.
Okay, that's brilliant. So who's advising you on this? I assume you have an investor advisor.
Yeah, we get a lot of support from our investors. So Delta Partners here in Ireland, they're an Irish VC company. They would have a lot of connections here and internationally, and a huge amount of experience in our industry, in the business to consumer space, in particular, which has been of huge value to us, but also in the business to business space. So in terms of building new partnerships, they've been advising us, and we're also a portfolio company of Laidlaw Scholar Ventures. So my co-founder Benamy was a Laidlaw Scholar.
Oh, brilliant.
And they set up a fund to fund businesses that were created by their scholars. So they have been hugely helpful in terms of advising us in marketing and everything else. So
okay, so in terms of businesses, I always talk to people, about how successful they are, and we like to profile that. But we very often learn the most when we have a failure.
Yes.
Now, in your very young age, tell us about the biggest failure that has driven the most success and you've learned the most from.
In the business?
Yeah. Okay. In your young business.
In my young business.
To date.
I kind of alluded to earlier that we had a different idea when we started in Trinity.
Yeah.
So we were, you know, being pharmacists, both of us, we wanted to promote health and healthcare activities and people with the pandemic, it was very popular to be cycling and to be out walking and everything. So we wanted to reward people actually for cycling rather than shopping.
Right,
so
okay.
that was an idea that we had, and we won the accelerator with the idea and with our presentation. But I suppose then when we tried to take it to market, we realized people would do this once, brands would do this once. It's nice to have. They can advertise they've done something sustainable in that sense. Mm. But it wasn't a painkiller. It was like a vitamin. Like, you know, it was nice to have, but it wasn't something that...
Well put, yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
only by a pharmacist, of course.
Very.
What an analogy. Yeah. So is this the daily dose of ginger then that we come across with you on your Instagram? Because you have quite you have a small following there yourself and very interesting content.
Thanks,
Preet. I started to follow you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
So talk to us about that as well, because there is a little tie-in there.
There is a little tie-in. Yeah, I started posting on Instagram when I was working in a pharmacy during college. I realized a lot of people would ask questions or maybe have misconceptions about different things, whether you know, it's to do with the flu or you know, different healthcare topics. And I wanted to just basically, I felt like I was repeating a lot of the same information, and that maybe if I had a platform where I could share some of the ways that people could, you know, understand health better. And then obviously during the pandemic, there was so much need for valuable information, and there was a lot of misinformation. So it was just a space where I could share that kind of more creative pharmacy side. And I share now about the business as well. Just a bit about my life. But I think it's nice to have a presence on social media and build a community.
I really agree with you.
Yeah.
And I see that more and more in small businesses now, startup businesses in particular, and online, you know, tech businesses, digital businesses. The idea of people connecting with the owner and the story behind the business is so important. Now, we always knew that in branding.
Yes.
But because social media has such an insight to a person's life from their bowl of cornflakes in the morning, which is ridiculous.
I have shared my porridge for I'm sorry.
Lauren, you gotta stop.
I know.
You know, some really useful nuggets of information.
Yes.
How important has that been in brand building for you?
I would say, it has been important. In terms of, I would actually also say the practice of sharing online helps with your communication. So, like I would have done for a good while, I did like a series of videos about different conditions. So, like you know, hypothyroidism or blood, getting your giving blood donation, like different topics, and you're just sat in front of a camera for 10-15 minutes, or you do a live Instagram live, for example.
Yeah.
You have
Lovely,
to,
yeah.
Be able. So I think even just the practice of putting yourself out there is no harm for someone's personal development, and also, as you said, connecting with people
it'd be very relatable, isn't it?
It is relatable, and I like people who are real online, you know, and I relate to people like that. So I've made some really nice connections. Even like one of the Guaranteed Irish brands, actually PharmaPlus, I connected with them through social media and made content for them as well. So like there's just different opportunities come up then through putting yourself out there, you know.
I suppose for young people, I would say it's really important that they take the risk on themselves and put themselves out there. Nobody's going to laugh at you. The very most they'll do is be a bit jealous of you.
Absolutely.
So that's not a bad place to be to be envied.
Nope.
But great for taking the step. Lauren O'Reilly, it's been a pleasure talking to
you.
I have to say, I wish you and Bademi every success in your business. I think you're fantastic. And I think for brands out there who are listening, look it up. Promotion Rewards, it's an app. You're getting rewards for it. Your customers are getting rewards. People will seek out your brand and want to repurchase your brand. But most importantly, the research and the consumer intel from behind the scenes is phenomenal. So a well done, smart lady. I wish you every success. And thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me, Preet.
Thank you so much for listening to the show. This podcast is supported by FBD Insurance, which is Ireland's largest homegrown insurer. FBD also carries the Guaranteed Irish National Symbol of Trust for Business in Ireland. If you enjoyed the show, please follow, share and leave a review of this podcast on the platform that you are listening to us on. By doing so, you are promoting businesses in Ireland that support jobs, community and our economy. Guaranteed Irish is a network of more than 2,000 homegrown and international businesses. And this year, we are proudly celebrating our 50th anniversary. If you feel your business can benefit from networking with like-minded businesses here in Ireland, contact guaranteedirish.ie for more information. In the meantime, take care, enjoy the rest of the week, and look out for the G.